Lord, you have no need of our praise, yet our desire to thank you is itself your gift. Those are words that are prayed from the altar, not simply from the priest, from the entire church. Lord, you have no need of our praise, yet our desire to thank you is itself your gift. And according to Luke's gospel, the desire to thank can come even from the most undesirable person, at least in the people's eyes. Not only a leper, the man was a Samaritan, a person of mixed religion and mixed ethnicity. Yes, one of those types. So he had two strikes against him, his disease and then his background. But here's the third strike. He was considered a sinner, and his leprosy was the proof, because back then, disease indicated sinfulness, and sinfulness meant exclusion from his family and his town. So this man lived as a loner, as did the lepers of his day. No home, no family, no claim to fame. Heck, he could hardly claim his own dignity. In someone like that, it wouldn't be hard to dismiss them if they approached you. It wouldn't be hard to think that because that person is so different, there is no way they could possibly measure up to God the way that we do. Earlier this week, speaking at the start of a three-week assembly focusing on the Amazon, Pope Francis opened the meeting by first extolling the native cultures of the Amazon and urging bishops to respect their histories and their traditions. But then Francis described how upset he became when he heard a snide comment made about the feathered headdress worn by an indigenous man at Mass the previous day on Sunday. He was bringing up the gifts and he had on his native garb. Francis said, "I was pained to hear right here a sarcastic comment about a pious man with feathers on his head who brought an offering." He said, "Tell me, what's the difference between having feathers on your head and the three-cornered hat worn by certain cardinals at the Vatican?" Pretty provocative, wouldn't you say? This is the danger, not only of cultural biases, but of ideologies, be they political, social, or religious. They all have one thing in common. They treat those who differ from us as the enemy to be fought, rather than the person to be encountered. And if we needed a biblical example of that, we could look no further than Paul. Paul began as Saul, the religious zealot, the Jew who saw the early Christians as the enemy, the ones to be squashed. And Saul was the one even who looked upon, who witnessed the martyr of the first Christian martyr, St. Stephen. And of course, we know Saul's story. He becomes Paul. And wouldn't you know it, at the end of his great missionary career as an apostle and disciple, Paul himself falls victim to political ideology. For him, it was the Roman Empire, and looking upon him and Christians like him as the threat. He too would meet a martyr's death. And how different the reaction of Jesus to a Samaritan leper. Before he ever sees a Samaritan, before he ever sees leprosy, Jesus sees a human being. And more than that, he sees a human heart, one that is crying out for healing and for help. And in this situation, God does exactly what we would expect God to do, not to condemn, not to see as the enemy, but to see somebody hurting in body and soul who needs the touch of God. And so, with Jesus, We don't see a God who responds with swords and clubs, but with healing words and healing actions. Lord, you have no need of our praise, yet our desire to thank you is itself your gift. The Samaritan saw the work of God in his encounter with Jesus. He does exactly what we all hope to do: recognize the action of God in our lives and then respond with thanks. Come to think of it, that's what we do when we gather at every Mass. Eucharist means thanksgiving. And we ask that the Lord, that we may be healed, so that we may take the thanksgiving we celebrate in church and bring it into our everyday lives.